Amy McPherson is the assistant principal at Shishmaref's only school. And on the day of Santa's arrival, she's in a hurry. She throws the school truck into gear and heads for the airport, dialing phone numbers along the way. You see, Santa's running late. Weather problems have delayed his sleigh, which, this year, takes the form of a Hercules C-130 cargo plane borrowed from the Alaska Air National Guard. Santa's visit to Shishmaref is part of a partnership between the Guard and Old St. Nick. It's called Operation Santa Claus, and it's not just a present drop, but a full holiday celebration. With a National Guard escort, Santa and the missus are paying advance visits to a few communities around the state, schlepping pounds of goodies ranging from toothbrushes and backpacks to ice cream sundaes and a full brass band. But transporting Santa without his reindeer is a bit of a challenge. And with the weather delay, McPherson has lost some of her helpers. After a few calls, however, a team of snow machines arrive at the airport, just in time to watch the Hercules land.
Look at that.
It turns out Santa isn't the only attraction. Kids and grown-ups alike have gathered to watch the behemoth touch down. As the engine cools, McPherson directs snow machines to the back of the cargo plane, where Santa's human helpers quickly pack presents onto the back of every sled. Santa himself is the last to disembark. He and Mrs. Claus catch a ride with McPherson back to the school, and to a throng of waiting children and their parents. As the band sets up, McPherson opens the school doors and marvels at the size of the crowd. Several hundred people have lined up to see Santa and the holiday festivities. Traditions that many people associate with Christmas, like singing carols or eating treats, are part of what make the celebration so unique. Reflecting after the event, McPherson says the face-to-face visit with Santa was a first for many reasons.
You know, it was more special in the context of the treats that were brought. I mean, we had elders who, you know, in their 70s had never had an ice cream sundae before. A lot of the kids came over and said, "This is really silly music they're playing," or, "I don't like this music." It's because they were playing horns, and a lot of the kids had not heard live music played by horns before. So it was a treat for a lot of people because they got to experience a lot of firsts.
She explains that Shishmaref has its own Christmas traditions, a celebration that includes sled dog races, Eskimo games, foot races, and more traditional music. She says Operation Santa was an opportunity for the community to participate in new traditions and to share some of their own. Indeed, by the end of Santa's stay, the brass band has been exchanged for more traditional Alaska Native drumming. But rather than take away from the community traditions, McPherson says Santa's arrival only adds to the festive atmosphere.
They have, as a community, a lot of their own traditions for Christmas, and they're fantastic, but it is different than what Operation Santa Claus brought with them.
But does that mean Shishmaref will go without its usual celebration and games this year? McPherson says, not a chance.